Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every day I get with you.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. We got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to take our poll question, and don't forget to check out all the other things. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Lots of stuff there that will help you. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood, the senior partner with Tatum LLC. Sam, and by the way, folks, the survey, Tatum Survey of Business Conditions, is what we're talking about, and it's outstanding this time. I'm so excited about all the green arrows. Sam, one of the things that we did recently in our poll question, our recent poll question, one of them, was to ask our visitors, do you believe that businesses will hire and invest more after the November 2nd election? 74% of our respondents said yes.
Yeah.
Now, so my point is do you think part of what your respondents are saying to you when they look into the future, and we've got all these green arrows in the future, do you think that they're forecasting a more pro-business outcome after with the November 2nd elections?
Well, it's pretty clear that there's going to be a change with the November elections. And it's pretty clear that that should be more pro-business. But I think our people are looking at what's going on and are not counting on that. Our horizon is 60 days, mm-hmm. and it won't make any difference in our horizon for our people. So I can't say that the elections are changing the outlook for people in this survey yet.
But those are the people you're surveying. They have customers who you're not surveying, saying you don't have control over them, and they're like the people who are responding to my poll question.
Yeah,
and they're more optimistic about the future.
Well, I think our people are more optimistic about the future of business under a Republican majority than they would be under a Democrat majority,
or at least some kind of a check and
further into the future.
At least some kind of a check and balance.
Exactly.
It's not for me to say whether most Americans want, you know, one party or the other to be in complete control, but I think they don't. I think most business owners like a little bit of gridlock. What do you think?
Well, that seems to be the case. They're hoping Washington can't get much accomplished.
Well, they're obviously feckless. As far as I'm concerned, Congress and most administrations in the last several generations have been pretty inept, pretty incapable, pretty inadequate. I mean, I've got a really, really bad attitude about the leaders in Washington, and I actually try to suppress my bad attitude as much as I can. It doesn't always work, Sam, but I'm very disappointed in the people we have in Washington on both sides of the aisle.
Both sides.
But the thing is you know, if they want to muddle through and do what they do, that's fine. But when they start doing things like hurting the economy, doing things that hurt small business owners, that's when as my grandmother would have said, they've stopped preaching and gone to meddling.
Well, I think your feeling about that is reflected in the broad base of America now. We're kind of tired of politics, and we'd like to have a change, not just by party, but the incumbents really were unhappy with the way things are.
Order backlogs you're projecting are up, going to be up. Is there some evidence of that? Is that just feeling?
Well, it's the outlook for the 60 days, but our people, not all of our businesses that we consult with have backlogs. Retailers don't have backlogs. Hospitals don't have backlogs. But for those who do, they have a sense of what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it is seasonal, but they have a sense of what's coming, and that's a pretty good indication of what is likely to be shipped and processed and services rendered in the next 60 days. So that's a very tangible thing, and we think it's good.
Capital expenditures, you're saying that that's up and for the 30 days current and the forecasting 60 days.
Yes, indeed, and that's positive. I think businesses are generally first, not every business, but most businesses have adapted pretty well to a less vigorous economy, and for a lot of businesses, except for those that are growing rapidly. Money is pretty flush for many businesses, and they're starting to spend money on technology and systems that will help ensure that they can manage their business competitively.
And maybe they won't have to do it with leverage like we've done in the past. Employment is up. You guys are. Is this mean your people are hiring?
Yes, and well, it's a combination. Hiring and laying off less, you know, it's less of the bad and more of the good in both respects. Employment looks good, has been better in the last 30 days, and the outlook for the next 60 is strong. So it's the employment situation, which we know is a lagging indicator, but as we pick up steam, we think that's going to be a brighter spot for us.
Ladies and gentlemen, compare these sentiments, these real reporting of the conditions of business by Tatum. Compare this to your own experience and see what you think. Sam Norwood and I will be back. There's a lot going on right now in the global economy, and Sam's a really great observer of that. And I want to get him to talk to us a little bit about what he sees out there, especially with regard to currency. The dollar is taking a hit right now. What does that mean to you and me and our small businesses? Sam will help us with that after these messages. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.